discussing the Masechta yesterday, we were discussing the Gemara Masechta Kedushin, and it tells us that under certain circumstances one is permitted to delay the mitzvah of getting married, the mitzvah of having children, particularly for the purposes of Limud HaTorah. So the Gemara went through just some of the technical details as to when is that delay really going to be justified. So it really boiled down to how much is the person going to be able to learn beforehand, or if a person gets married, how much is that going to interfere with the person's learning? So again, there were differences there. It's Shaul and Bavel, but the basic halakhic principle that emanated from the sugya was that if it's really for a genuine reason of Talmud Torah, so then one would be permitted to delay the otherwise Torah obligation of Puravu. Which of course led us to a problem, like what's the hetter for that? A person comes to have to do a mitzvah. He's supposed to do a mitzvah? What do you mean you're busy learning? So the Rambam introduced us to the idea of Eisiv mitzvah, potzbin a mitzvah, which was very difficult for us to understand, because the Chara, the Gemara says in Maikotzen that Eisiv mitzvah, potzbin a mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. As we said yesterday, the basic rule when you have a conflict between Talmud Torah and another mitzvah is that if a person is involved in learning and the mitzvah can be done through somebody else, so then you continue learning, that somebody else is in the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah can't be done through somebody else, either because the nature of the mitzvah is such that it's a chavis haguf, or because the reality is those can do as good a job as you can, so then you have to stop learning and do the mitzvah and you come back and you continue learning when you're done. So the problem is, l'chaora approval falls into that category of a mitzvah that can't be done by the achir. Nobody else can have my children, so therefore I should be required to stop my learning, not invoke the heter or the ptur of Eisiv with the Pagra Mitzvah, do the mitzvah, and then if I can't go back to learn, I can. But why should the learning Torah be a pote there for the mitzvah of Peruvah? That's pretty much what we left off yesterday. So, come a group of Acharonim, the Nitziv has this idea, Chon and others have the following idea, according to the Rambam, that we have to go back to that Sugi in the third of the Marmakomos, back to the Sugi in Moikotan, and really define properly the principle of Efshalas HaSadeh Echerim. So the Gemara said at the end of the third of the Marmakomos, if pointing out the contradiction in Sukkim, do we say that Talmud Torah supersedes mitzvahs or vice versa? The Gemara concluded, "Kam mitzvah she'ef shel asas adecherim, kam mitzvah she'ef shel asas adecherim." It depends on the nature of the mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah that can be done by others, then let others do it. If it's a mitzvah that can be done, it can't be done by others, then you have to stop the learning. The question is, how do we define ef shel asas adecherim properly? So, the basic definition of ef shel asas adecherim is that somebody else, the mice, will take care of it. So a group of Rishonim and say that that's true, but there's more to it than that. Efshal Asas Nechayr means the mitzvah will get done. It means the mitzvah is not, it's not all or nothing concerning the mitzvah. The mitzvah will get done. The tzedakah will be raised. The mitzvah will be taken care of. It will be enough for you. It will be taken care of by somebody else. What would it then be if you have a type of mitzvah that's in fact not Efshal Nechayrim, that can't be done by me, but even if I don't do it, the mitzvah will be done. I mean, how is the mitzvah going to be done? The answer is, it's going to be done later. It means there's no great rush to do the mitzvah now. There are different types of mitzvahs out there. There are some mitzvahs that have to be done. Not only do they have to be done by me, but they have to be done by me now. I can't delay it. So the Moshe comes, first day Rosh Hashanah. So it comes 10 o'clock in the morning, Rosh Hashanah. So the guy's sitting in Steiger and learning. He's going to take the attitude, I'm not going to stop my learning to get shofar. So we say to the guy, you have to stop your learning, because if you don't get shofar today, when are you going to get shofar? Next week? It's going to be over, finished. Eventually you're going to stop to learn and you're going to end up losing your mitzvah. So certain mitzvahs are mitzvahs which the Gemara does use the term in a different context, the mitzvah of Eretz. You have a mitzvah that not only do I have to do it, but I have to do it now. Then there are other kinds of mitzvahs now. What's the great rush? I'll be here to the same mitzvah today, but the same mitzvah tomorrow. So let's say the marshal, there's some kind of chesed that has to be done, but it's not pressing, it doesn't have to be done. Damish poof the second, it can be done tomorrow, but there's nobody else who could do this chesed. So then the din is, I should continue learning now. When I finish learning tonight, when I finish my chesed tomorrow, I'll have a chesed. So take care of the chesed tomorrow. It's e'ef sha'adei achirim. No, pidin, that's called e'ef sha'adei, quote unquote, achirim. Achirim doesn't mean literally achirim versus atzmo. A chayyim versus us is such a description of just how pressing the mitzvah is. So that's the case, then maybe one can argue that the same is true when it comes to the mitzvah puruvu. So a person is mechuyev in puruvu, so he said yesterday, but he's 18, he's 20, whatever the shiur is, whatever this man is, he becomes obligated in the mitzvah puruvu. So what kind of a mitzvah is puruvu? Is puruvu a mitzvah that every second counts? If I don't have the children now, gavalt, that's the end of the world. So I'm 20 now. I'll have the children at 25, I'll have the children at 30.
Well, wait, the world's not going to come to an end. So the children will be brought into the world, and the mitzvah approval will be fulfilled. I'll be at a later point. If that's the case, if that is the nature of the mitzvah peruvu, so then we begin to understand what the Rambam is talking about. So the Rambam says, right now I'm sitting and learning. I'm 20 years old, and I'm sitting and learning. So comes the mitzvah peruvu, it's chal on me. So I say, listen, right now I'm sitting and mitzvah. I'm sitting and learning now. What do you want me to stop learning, go get married, go have children? It's going to interfere with my learning. So I have to peruvu, and no one else can do it for you. I'm not delegating it to somebody else. I'm just delegating to a later stage of my life. When I'm 25, I'll worry about having children. When I'm 30, I'll worry about getting married and having children. So the Rambam, that's also called Oisiv Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. That's also included in the klal of quote-unquote Efshel Asas De'Acherim. It's an extended version of the principle of Efshel Asas De'Acherim.
But where's the
rule?
Okay, I'm at 45.
We're getting there. Okay? So, there are a few issues that have to be resolved within the Shittas Rambam, if this is in fact what the Rambam is saying, and the Tzeiv, others suggest this be a Vidas Rambam. So we have to ask ourselves, is this really correct? Is this formulation right? That no problem, I can do the mitzvah later. So we already touched on this yesterday, that there are certain mitzvahs where it's clear there's a very real Zman. Zman is Suyam to that mitzvah. And if you add the Rambam at that time, then you've been Mavatal the mitzvah. So we gave the mitzvahs that are most obvious and the mitzvahs that are time bound. Tkisha. The Torah gives you 12 hours of the first day of Rosh Hashanah to do Tkisha. If you do it afterwards, it's too late. There are other mitzvahs that, even though they're not time bound in that sense of the word, but they're also, we understand that somehow if you're dilly dally, you don't do the mitzvah, that's considered to be like a bitla mitzvah. So one of the examples that we showed about is the mitzvah of bris milah. The Torah says that each Jewish man has to have a bris milah. Person, for whatever reason, never received a bris when he was a baby, now he's 13. Because you know what? I'm not running right now to go get a bris. You get a bris next week, you get a bris next year, you get a bris 10 years from now. At some point, eventually, I'm busy right now. I get a bris at some point. So what's the nature of that halacha? That a person that doesn't have his bris, so what's that? Is it pshat? It's just a chisod of the reason of giving the mitzvah. You should try to get it early, but it's okay if you dray a little bit. So that's clearly not the case. So the Rishonim write the Feirush in the end. Rambam writes the Yerushalayim Mila. That's considered to be a bittul mitzvah Mila. It's not bittul mitzvah Mila. I mean, have the Mila later. Why is that different? If a guy doesn't blow shofar at 9 o'clock in the morning, Rishon, he blows at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you wouldn't say he was mavatul mitzvah Mila. You would say that he the mitzvah shofar. You would say it's reason to give the mitzvahs. Like we spoke a little bit about the sin of Sharia mitzvah, Lama Shahid, I think we spoke about it, the Chalitza, I don't remember, maybe it wasn't here, I forgot about it, some of the Chalitza Shur. When you delay certain mitzvahs, so it's a problem, it's not a good thing, it's reason by doing the mitzvahs, we play the marvelous videos tape to you, we say it's reason by doing the mitzvahs, all good things should be done right away, for those who are still listening to marvelous videos tapes. So sometimes we say it's just a chisad, it's reason by doing the mitzvahs, and sometimes we say it's much more profound than that. Sometimes we say it's bamashab ditul mitzvah. So somehow by mila you get the sense that's more than just reason by doing the mitzvahs. That's much more powerful, much more profound than just dilly-dallying. It's really
a bit learned. If he was learning, probably not.
So why is that? So somehow Mila, we see the guy said, "Oh, really, kidding? Truma, kidding? Man, can't eat Pesach, kidding? Come on." There's something about Mila that somehow lends itself to that. There's in fact the Machlokes the Gedolei Hatoskim about this idea that's clear that if you delay Mila, that's considered to be a bitla mitzvah. Is that only concerning your own personal Mila? What about the chiyuv b'mal your son? Would you say it's the same thing about being mal your son? The Dvar Avram writes here. Dvar Avram says that if a person has a baby and it's time to be mal the baby on the eighth day, so then there's a Zmana mitzvah. And you can be mal 8 o'clock in the morning, you can be 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's all the same mitzvah. There's a reason, but the mitzvah dictates you should try to do it earlier. But in terms of fundamentally the mitzvah, you don't lose anything by delaying the mitzvah of Mila throughout the course of the day. It's not right, it's a lack of reasons, that's true. But in terms of the basic mitzvah, it's the same mitzvah. Asher Enkin says the Dvar Avram. Once the eighth day passes, so then you lose that window of 8 day, so now you're the ninth day, the tenth day, then the Dvar Avram says every second counts, every moment counts. Then you have to mal the child right away. And if you delay around and you don't mal the baby right away, says the Dvar Avram, that's a bittul mitzvah mila. That's no longer his reason. That's a bittul. You're not fulfilling the mitzvah mila each and every second. And Reb Chaim said it's not true. Reb Chaim said that that's only true by the chiyuv to be mal yourself, because there's a shem oral that's chal on you. There's a mitzvah that's there to get rid of that shem oral. Every second counts to get rid of that shem oral. The mitzvah to be mal your son, that's like any other mitzvah that's there. What's the rush? It's a nice thing to do right away, as soon as you can, but it's not the end of the world. And if you have mitigating factors that are pushing you to delay the meal, the meal still was mad anyway. So Reb Chaim says, all right, so then we can discuss, we can negotiate. There was a machlekes up the Gedolei Poskim, the Rav of Reb Chaim, but the following shaila. If you have, in shul, two babies to give a birth to, what happens to be a mila bezmano? It's the eighth day. The other is a mila shaloi bezmano. So which one comes first? So Reb Chaim said that somebody should give the mila bezmano first. Why? That's the high level of mitzvah. We have a rule, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, and you have karbanos. You have two karbanos to bring, so the one that's on the high level gets kedima. So Reb Chaim said, I mean, they're both wonderful mitzvahs, but one is a greater mitzvah than the other. And the Tzvar Avraham said, no, absolutely not. He said, you have to be Malah Shalom Bezmanah first, right? Because the Mila Bezmanah, so the difference between being Malah at 8 o'clock and 8:15 is no big deal. But the Mila Shalom Bezmanah, the difference between 8 o'clock and 8:15 is 15 minutes of Bittul HaMitzvah. So you have no right to delay a Mila Shalom Bezmanah for anything. The second thing is that's mut to do it, first thing in the morning, can't delay down. People have to shout all the time. Sometimes in Brits are delayed. So people have the attitude, well, it's delayed anyway. It's already been a month. Sunday. So we'll do it on Sunday. We'll do it. Maybe for Reb Chaim would like that. Man, you have to figure out what the din is in those circumstances. You want to do it later in the afternoon. It's more convenient for people. How much you have to push the deal of Shalom Bezmanah? So according to Dvar Avram, you have to push it more than the deal of Bezmanah. According to Dvar Avram, if you delay the deal of Bezmanah, it's not the end of the world. But if you delay the deal of Shalom Bezmanah, every second counts. Because Reb Chaim, the opposite is true. The meal of Bezmanah, that's the real mitzvah. The meal of Shalom Bezmanah, when you get to it, you get around to it.
According to Zvah Avram, what happens at night? Are you over at that time?
No, at night.
You can't be mal.
No, you're not allowed to be mal. According to Zvah Avram, every second you're being over.
So does that mean you're over the night time also?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It was interesting. It's a true in there used to be a practice in some communities in Europe, very strange practice, that there would be a baby that would be born a little bit before Pesach. And sometimes milus mishlo bezmanah, so the baby wasn't well. So anyway, they would have to. The baby was due to have a bris of shchosh nisan, and the doctor said anyway the baby can't have the bris. He has to wait a couple of days. So the time to have the bris would be zayin nisan. So they would say, you know, why rush to do it? It's ready shlo bezmanah. So let's push it off the lot of Pesach. We'll push it off to our Pesach. Then we'll have a suddus milus from down, and then all the b'chayim, all the firstborn, kitty. There was such a minig in Europe. So the Navirah says, Chas v'shalom. The Navirah says, you're delaying a mila so that can have a piece of Entenmann's donut and Arapeta. Terrible. According to Dvar Avram, it's marish terrible. According to Dvar Avram, it's not just Billy Dally. According to Dvar Avram, you're being mevatel, you're dying in the midst of this mila. But then the Navirah has another interesting thing that somehow we would have trouble, no pun intended, digesting. And then Yehuda writes that, you know, you're delaying the bris mila, you're making a mila shlo bezmanah. Who says that the sudas mila shlo bezmanah is sufficient sudas mitzvah to be matah for b'chor to eat? He says, how do you know? He says, maybe a mila bezmanah, that's not real sudas mitzvah. Mila shlo bezmanah, it's nice. You know, we make bris and we bagels and lox from mila shlo bezmanah. We have a little train, you know, riding around from mila shlo bezmanah also. But, you know, the hierarchy of sudas mitzvah, we're not sure that it qualifies as a sudas mitzvah. It's a tzachi, and the Nehemiah Yehuda says, what would the Navir say about the siyum on Maseches Tamid that we just realized the day before that we have to make for the siyum b'charis? So then Yehuda wasn't willing to accept the Milah Shalom Bezmanah for this mitzvah. How come no one in Prague made a siyum? How come no one in Prague thought of this idea of a siyum? So it sounds like they held that a siyum is not such an ayah for this mitzvah to qualify. Ruchos Tishabah doesn't talk about a siyum being qualifying as a siyum mitzvah. I don't know, maybe it's a siyum mitzvah for some things, not for other things, as I talk here. But I many get too far. I many get that we rely on the siyum for Tadis B'cheres, and we don't deliver smilas for anything, even for Tadis B'cheres. So again, back to the story. So the question is, when we speak about delaying, quote unquote, a mitzvah, what degree of delaying are we talking about? Are we talking about delaying that's just a mere delay, but it's fundamentally the same mitzvah? Or are we talking about a delay that's really being, in a sense, a mevatlas of mitzvah? It's considered to be an uproot of being temporarily an uprooting of the mitzvah. So the Chorah, this whole shtickle Torah of the Rambam that the Achronim is saying, only makes sense if you tell me that there's no real distal mitzvah involved. If a person has the children at the age of 20, has the children at the age of 30, it's fundamentally the same mitzvah. It's tantamount to blowing the shofar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon rather than 10 o'clock in the morning. Nothing's really changed in terms of the mitzvah. So then you could argue, nothing's changed. It's Epshel Lassos, quote unquote, I'dei cherim, i.e., Epshel Lassos, yachazman. I don't really lose anything. So I'm not going to sit alone for 5 years. You get married or later. But if you going to tell me that the nature of Peruvu is such that every second counts, you don't have the right to dray around. When it comes to Peruvu, so when are you going to dray? You have to have the Peruvu right now. You're not allowed to delay. Every second is considered to be a bitla mitzvah. If that's the case, so then that's quote unquote a mitzvah. It's Yevshalat Adechir. It's Yevshalat Adechir. It's Yevshalat. Like you gave the mashal. What the rabbim say you can do. Don't worry, you don't have to bother getting a bris now. Finish learning for a few years. When you're done, you'll go get a bris. I don't think the Rambam would say that. So if that's the case, then it's a little bit difficult to read into the Lashon Rambam. You go to the second of the Rambam Kamos, back to the Rambam, because the Ishus break, there's Vavaloch HaBeis. The Rambam writes that at the end of the first line, the Kaven Sha'avu Esim Shana, Flo Nasa Isha, Reza Oiver Umavato Mitzvah's essay. The Rambam used a very strong lashon in describing the person who is not having children at the age of 20. The Rambam doesn't just say, get moving. The Rambam doesn't just say, what are you waiting for? Zuzim with the mitzvahs. The Rambam says there is a oiver umevatel mitzvahs essay. Oiver umevatel has a very strong connotation. That's the lashon the Rambam uses, a pretty simple lashon of the Yiddish was mila. So if that's the case, it doesn't sound like this idea that you have a right to quote-unquote delay, and it'll be okay, it'll be the same mitzvah. No, delaying is considered to be a different mitzvah. Means you lost the mitzvah of Tosha 9 days. Now you can get a mitzvah of Tosha 9 Gimel. The mitzvah that you lost this year is the Yevshar, Lasas Mecher.
He says
mitzvah
says he's talking about
approval. Approval, he's talking about approval. But it's not approval. The assumption is that those two are going to go hand in hand. Nobody until 20 years ago ever thought of this idea that the person's going to get married, not going to have children. That was like not on the... You don't see that idea at the radar screen of anybody until...
Because it's different than Mila, because I have control of Mila. I don't have control for it. I can get married, and then Hashem will not bless me with children for 3-4 years.
Right.
So then I can make the claim, then let me learn, because I don't know that I'll fulfill the mitzvah for Peruvu.
Yeah, so we assume, the assumption is that the mitzvah, whether the old alumnus of Peruvu is the Maishabi or the Abbey, the children, the bottom line is, the only thing we can be down on is the young of your wife. So the bottom line is that if the halacha is yechayv and peruvu, then that's mechayv to do everything physically possible to do it. If the halacha is yepatur and peruvu, then you don't have to do those actions. So, everything else is in a get of lo b'shemayim. To make a cheshbon that, I'll sometimes tell us to a couple when they come, and they come, yeah, nice as a story, the whole, he has this suffering, he has that suffering, and everything about why they can't have children now. So if Alpi Din is justified, I'll tell them accordingly. If Alpi Din, I don't think it's justified, more than often, they're not justified. So I'll sometimes use that line, and then I'll say, this is an extra halachic line. I'll say to them, listen, you have a lot of snakes here. Can you say about those? Can you say that you're absolutely impossible for your children? And it's hard for people to make such a statement. So I'll tell you, it's difficult for this, it's difficult for that, and the snakes, I'm not sure that. I'll say, a moida, that's a suffix. It's a suffix. You have a suffix. So, call it Teku. So, we'll put it back in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's court, so to speak. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we push it to Suffolk. If you go and build that all your tithes are good tithes, I guarantee the Rebbe Shalom will act accordingly. If your tithes are not such good tithes, so it turns out your Suffolk is a little wrong, which is fine. The person has a Suffolk. You're allowed to have a title to say that one side of the Suffolk was right, one side was wrong. So, I said, let the Rebbe Shalom be pushing the Suffolk. Again, I wouldn't use that to pass in a Shiloh. I use that. He used that as a political term, as a psychologist, to try to put people into perspective. But in the world, in the pure world of halacha, so you make a cheshbon. I'm a chayav, and I have to do everything in my tower to bring the children about. If I'm plundered, then I'm not required to do those actions. So I'll call upon him, according to the Rambam, we're not 100% sure that. We're not 100% sure that we understand this kind of Rambam, even though we didn't really have another pshat in terms of what gives you the right to delay. Isn't Isaac Mitzvah part of the Mitzvah not applicable to Talmud Torah? So the only model that we could put it into was the model of Efshar Lasos Le'Acherim, which we extended to mean Efshar Lasos Le'Achazman. So we were okay with that equation, considering other mitzvahs, but that equation seems to break down in the realm of Talmud Torah when it comes to, I'm sorry, in the realm of Peruvu. When it comes to Peruvu, it seems that the nature of the mitzvah is such that every second does count. It's not just considered to be something that you can just put on hold. That's the same basic mitzvah. And this, to make matters a little even the word horse, a little more questionable, is that this seems to touch on something that we spoke about in the previous sugya, about the fundamental difference between the mitzvah peruvu and the mitzvah erev al panach yadecha. We pointed out that the mitzvah d'oraisa, a boy and a girl, peruvu, the real b'kol mitzvah, and then we had, in a sense, what we call like the secondary mitzvah, erev al panach yadecha. So we pointed out at the time that there seemed to be differences between those two mitzvahs, and besides the fact that the Raisa and the Rabbanu, but conceptually there are differences. If you remember, we quoted the Rambam last week, where the Rambam says that under normal circumstances, so a woman is allowed to tell her husband, listen, you don't want to be together with me, so I'm quote unquote meichel on ona. It's not mechil in the sense of being mamonis. It's not like if a woman is meichel on food, she's meichel on clothing, so then that's a deal. She enters into a financial agreement with her husband. If she's not a meichel, she says, listen, we're going to make a deal, sign a contract, you don't have to support me for the rest of my life. And it's binding. Nobody told her to make such a deal, but I don't understand that deal would be binding. If a woman makes a deal, don't have an owner with me for the rest of my life, so then that's not binding. That's a tzar haguf, whatever it is. She doesn't have the ability to be moichel that technically, for whatever technical reasons. But the Rambam says, even though she can't be moichel in the chashim ishma, in the din of mamonis sense, if tachlis, she says to her husband, listen, I'm quote unquote moichel, go on a trip for 6 months, go away for 5 years. So she. No one told her to do that, but she's willing to concede to that, and she's allowed to agree to that. So the Rambam says, "Bameder b'mamurim, you're allowed to agree to that. That's if you have a boy and a girl. Before you have a boy and a girl, you're not allowed to do that because he's mechuyev to be bol b'chol olam. He's mechuyev to try to have children with her. So she has no right to be quote unquote meichel. So we raise the question from the Birkei Yosef in the previous sugya, is that how could the Rambam say that before peruvu you're not allowed to be meichel, and after peruvu you're allowed to be meichel? After peruvu you're also chayev in the midst of erev al panach yadecha. You still have to have children. The Rambam himself says you're mechuyev to have as many children as you can. So according to the Rambam, then come call you mechuyev to have children. What kind of a heter is that? That you can just go on vacation for 5 years? So the Birkei Yosef developed the yisoid that even though it's true there's a mitzvah peruvu, and it's true there's a mitzvah erev al panach yadecha, but they're conceptually different. The mitzvah approval is you got to do it now, not to do it later. The mitzvah of Tarech Hadecha means you're not allowed to close up shop from having children. You're not allowed to take the answer, had a boy and a girl, that's it, I'm finished. Well, Tarech Hadecha means you're a little bit older, so they try to have more children. A little bit older, try to have more children. Does that mean I have to do it this second? Well, Tarech Hadecha means that you can't close up shop. We said last time, and obviously you have to be honest, not closing up shop. When we're 85, we're going to have more children. Okay, so you have to, between you and the Rebbe, we have to be honest. But the mitzvah approval is not that way. The mitzvah approval is not a question of, well, I can't be messiahish from having children. That's not approval. Approval means, right now, you're 20 years old, whatever it is, you'll be able to go find a wife, go get married, have children. So if that's the case, that the mitzvah approval is such that, in a sense, it's every moment counts, and you can't just stop taking vacations from that mitzvah. So then the Rambam becomes even more difficult. So then we're back to square one. The Rambam, how do we understand what the role of Talmud Torah is? How do we understand that Talmud Torah somehow, you're sitting and learning, you're staying away in yeshiva, don't worry about peruvah, always a mitzvah, put through a mitzvah. Again, if you take the approach that it's a mitzvah she'efshar l'kayim l'achazman, so then okay, then we have a working shot. That's like efshar y'de'achayim l'afidin. But according to the Lashon HaRambam, raised the Oivim about the mitzvah's essay, it sounds like peruvah is much closer to the realm of a mitzvah, like a mila type of a mitzvah. And based on the whole Mahalach of the Rambam, and that's good for the difference between peruvah and erev al panach yadecha, it doesn't seem to fit into what the Rambam is telling us. So we're a little bit back to square one. There is another nekuda that we have to walk away from the Rambam, is that if the pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam is not advocating, and not having children ever. The Rambam is telling you that the whole heter of Isaac Mitzvah, the whole story of Isaac Mitzvah, is assuming that you're going to have the children later. If the guy's 20, he's going to say, listen, I don't want to get married ever because I've been sitting in the next 80 years. So the Rambam would never sanction that. The Rambam never said you're allowed to do that because, according to this beer, the whole heter of Isaac Mitzvah, the whole application of Isaac Mitzvah, is dafka because it's Efshar. So the problem is that the Rambam never tells you what the Shiloh Dover is. The Rambam never tells you at what point you have to leave the Beis Medrash. 25, 30, 35, 85, 105, when you have to leave according to the Rambam. So it's unclear. If you go back to the Rambam in the end of the Sefer, the Rambam comes, so the Rambam says, in the second, the end of the second line. V'imaya Isaac v'tayir v'tarva v'imisyari melisa isha kadesh l'itach v'mizonis yivad min haTorah. So the Rambam says four very, very vague words. Hareza mutalis acher. You're permitted to delay. Now again, the wordless acher does have a certain connotation. The sacha means that it's not forever. The sacha means to delay. The Ram doesn't say raise a mutar shalom isa isha. The Ram says mutal is acher, so you're permitted to delay. So the Ram is alluding to the fact that this is not an open-ended, never-ending kind of a hatha. The only problem is that the Ram never tells you black and white when that is. At what age? At what stage do you say the guy learned enough? I mean, based on the pure Isaac B'mitzvah, the guy could still keep on drain until it reached the point where it's going to be utterly physically impossible to have children. Then he has to go around to have children. Is that what the Rambam means? And that sounds very, very vague. So we have a lot of issues with the Rambam. So we're not sure what the basic application of Isaac B'mitzvah, part of B'mitzvah is all about. There's a chari that's irrelevant by Talmud Torah. The best that we came up with, others came up with, is that the Rambam meant that Furubu is a type of a mitzvah that's a quote-unquote Efshel Asas Deacher, because it's Efshel Asas Acher. We were unsure about that, because the Lashon Rambam is that Reza Oiva Mavata doesn't seem to put it into that model, seems to put it closer to the Bris Mila type of a model. And then the Rambam Gufa seems to draw that distinction between Furubu versus La'era. Furubu is a mitzvah that is actually done right away. And even if you interpret the Rambam says you're allowed to delay, it's unclear from the Rambam how long that delay is going to be. So we usually try to find a solution to the problem. Here we create a lot of problems. So it's a big tzarchi, and we're not really sure where to put this Rambam. Hope Amet Hashem we continue. So we'll have to try to see are there other approaches in the Rishonim to this problem. Maybe there are different approaches like Gamri to understand this dilemma. Why Talmud Torah sometimes gives you the right to delay the mitzvah.